Good morning. This is the morning news for today, Monday, June 19th, 2017. I am Richie Ferrol, and here are your headlines. DieFest 2017 launched Friday, adding one new event to its list of events. U.S. in no position to lecture us, says Cuban government. And Finsbury Park attack, man dies after terror incident near mosque. The news is brought to you, compliments Rudolph Thomas Enterprise. More details coming up.
Rudolph Thomas Enterprise in Portsmouth, your suppliers of building materials and hardware products. Over 20 years experience in the business. Rudolph Thomas has lumber and plywood, Portland and tile cement, steel rods, galvanized and fence pipe. And Rudolph Thomas can meet all your wire needs. Galvanized roofing sheets, doors, windows, toilet sets, face basins and bidets. PVC piping, fittings and lattice. Check out Rudolph Thomas for ceramic and vinyl floor and wall tiles, nails, nuts and bolts, paint and painting supplies. And check out their line of electrical and hand tools. And Rudolph Thomas is your one-stop shop for hard-to-find items like fiberglass mat and fiberglass resin and welding rods. Go now to Rudolph Thomas on 1240 Bay Street in Portsmouth.
DieFest 2017 was launched on Friday at the Anchorage Hotel, and one new event has been added to 20 others that are already on the program. This will run from the 2nd to the 16th of July 2017. Dominica Water Sports Association, also known as DWA, the Ministry of Tourism and other partners are collaborating to host the 28th annual DieFest Dominica event. Sponsors of DieFest 2017 include Kubuli, Clare Harbor, Petro Carib, Rosalie Bay Resort, Fort Young Hotel, and Boardwalk Restaurant and Bar. The new activity that will be added is called free diving, where divers will go into deeper water as far as they can, with or without flippers and with no oxygen tanks. This component will be under the guidance of free dive company Blue Element International. As part of DiveFest activities, one member of the company will attempt to set a record of diving over 200 feet into Dominican waters. Other major DiveFest 2017 activities include T-Vice in concert, free scuba diving in the pool at Anchorage Hotel, Turtle Love Day at the Rosalie Bay Resort, whale watching, Indian River boat rides, wave dance water sports at Picard Beach in Portsmouth, and an island-wide coastal cleanup. Tourism Minister Robert Tong said his ministry is on board and, together with partnering organizations, will ensure that the event is successful. In more news, a seminar organized by the Ministry of Agriculture in collaboration with the United States Department of Agriculture on United States import regulations for fresh fruits and vegetables got going at the Garraway Hotel on Friday. Agriculture Ministry PS Harold Geist said the seminar will focus mainly on procedures to regulate exports of fresh produce to the United States, port entry requirements into the United States, plant quarantine issues, and the processing and packaging of fresh produce designed for export. Geist noted that due to the increased international travel and trade, emphasis must be placed on regulation of import and export commodities so as to prevent the transfer, establishment, and spread of agricultural pests and disease, which can adversely affect and actually hurt agriculture in the importing countries. Geist believes this seminar will assist in strengthening Dominica's plant health and food safety system. Geist further noted that Dominica will make every effort to comply with all protocols and requirements and to maintain good standing in its trade relations or trading relations with the United States. Meanwhile, Trade Director Nathan Walter wants farmers, producers, and hucksters alike to ensure that they adhere to international quality standards in order to reap the benefits of the export markets. And with the CBI program now established as the government's main revenue earner, the Freedom Party executive member and economist Kent Vital is concerned that foreigners who acquire Dominican citizenship could dominate the general election process, thereby manipulating elections and potentially monopolizing leadership. Vital also wants an explanation from CARICOM regarding the level of authority that they gave Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit to speak on their behalf at a recent International Economic Forum in St. Petersburg, Russia. The Prime Minister addressed the forum as a panelist for the Eurasian Economic Union, also known as EAEU, Latin America, and the Caribbean. The St. Petersburg, International Economic Forum was convened under the theme Achieving a New Balance on the Global Stage, and it ran from 1st to 3rd June 2017.
But I would like to join in and call for CARICOM to really explain what level of authority that they gave the Prime Minister to speak on their behalf. The second point quickly is that this China-Russia geopolitical game, we have to be very mindful of this. And in another time, I'll expound a little more. If we have the time, we'll expound a little more. But I am of the view, you see this passport sales, the fact, and we need to find more information on who exactly owns our passports. But I believe all of this passport sales to Russians and the Chinese and so on, that could end, and we have to keep a lid on how many passports are sold, we don't know. That could end up being to the disadvantage of Dominicans and to the advantage of Russia and China. Could you imagine a situation where electoral rolls are changed and they are thrust down our throats to a point where this could actually become a country that are controlled by Chinese, literally, because there are so many citizens who end up coming here, and the Chinese government has the monies and the Russians have the monies to do that. But this is a serious concern that through the economic citizen program, our country could actually be overtaken by Chinese and Russians.
Dominica surgeon and executive member of the Freedom Party, Dr. Samuel Christian, has come to the defense of his deceased uncle Henkel Christian, who was a member of the Patrick John DLP administration. This statement comes at a time when businessman Parry Bellot has threatened to sue political scientist Alex Bruno for alleged defamation. Bruno recently conducted an interview with Dominica's first Prime Minister, Patrick Roland John, regarding his experiences in government and the reasons for the demise of his administration. Somewhere in the interview, some mention was made regarding the late Henkel Christian. Here is Dr. Sam Christian with more.
I just wanted to say a word in defense of my uncle, the Honorable H.L. Christian. I don't believe he was in any way complicit with the nonsense that went on with the Patrick John regime. And he's a man of great integrity. And it was, I believe, because of him that we did not have an absolute bloodbath in Dominica. If we had men of integrity like him in the present Labour Party government, things would be going a lot smoother and we would be able to resolve a lot of our problems. So I do not want the name of the Honorable H.L. Christian, a teacher Christian from La Plaine and Daly Seas, Grand Bay, to be in any way sullied by the nonsense that's going on. And anybody who knows the history, and this has been extensively written by Judge Irvin Andre, by Gabriel Christian and others, that it was because of the intervention of the Honorable H.L. Christian that Dominica avoided an absolute disaster. And right now, Dominica is like a train wreck in slow motion. We need people to stand up, stop looking back at the past. What is done. Let whoever rest in peace, rest in peace. We have some severe challenges in Dominica at this time. And in the coming weeks and months, we as Dominicans and our national character is going to be sorely tested. And we need to stand strong and call a spade and to do the things, take the bull by the horn, and correct the wrongs that are so racking Dominica at this time.
In more news, Health Minister Dr. Kenneth Daru is calling for an increased budget for the School Vision and BMI project known as I Can See Clearly. The project was launched in December 2016 following a survey which indicated that 9% of students attending primary and secondary schools have vision problems. Daru says this program is being undertaken by the government at no cost to parents, and with quite a number of students requiring spectacles, the budget will have to be increased. The I Can See Clearly program is said to have cost government EC $1 million.
I think one of the key things of this particular project, I Can See Clearly now, that needs to be pointed out, is all of this is being done at absolutely no cost to the family, to the students, to the family. And in fact, as Ms. Henry rightly said, that the government is going to provide the first pair of spectacles free of charge to the family. And you ask about the budget. And from what I recall, maybe the PS might be the correct. I think we had an initial budget of almost $900,000, $800 and somebody thousand dollars. And then I'm pretty sure that by the time, based on what is happening, I'm pretty sure by the time this project is over, that this budget would have to be increased, because we're seeing I wouldn't say alarming, but quite a number of students of our tiny ones I'm requiring spectacles.
Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Education, Mrs. Chandler Hyacinth, encourages parents to sign the consent forms to allow their children to participate in the School Vision and BMI program. Hyacinth says the program is expected to be completed by the end of the school year. However, some students will require signed consent forms in order to participate.
And so we want to encourage them to support the program, sign the consent form, and send them to the school. We may need some of the parents too to work with us if we are running over after school close, but we're hoping that we can complete before school ends. We may also crave your support too if we need to continue the program the week after school ends. So we will be getting back in touch with the parents for those students concerned, especially where we have areas where the screening has been done, but we still have a few parents who have not signed the consent form. We may need to mop up and serve all the students who are supposed to be served. So we use this medium again to plead to the parents to please support the program and support and sign the consent form.
The United Workers' Party recently challenged Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerry to engage in a public debate against United Workers' Party leader Lennox Linton. However, attorney Anthony Astafan says Skerry's confidence in the United Workers' Party to have an intelligent debate is one of his few mistakes. According to Astafan, the incompetence and unpreparedness of the opposition is most apparent during parliamentary sessions. Astafan remarked that children have displayed more sense than members of the United Workers' Party.
If you listen to the debates in the House, you realize that they're either completely unprepared or completely ignorant of the facts and of the law and of their duties and of the ability to digest facts and to articulate a strong position. And as for the Prime Minister's position, I think that's one of the few mistakes Roosevelt Skerrit has made, because Roosevelt Skerrit, by honestly expressing a hope, was placing too much hope in the competence of the United Workers' Party to have an intelligent debate. They cannot do it. Do you listen to the debates in the House, even from the so-called doctors and lawyers? I have heard children in kindergarten. I have heard children at school speak with more intelligence and more deeply rooted inquiring minds than these fellows in the opposition in the House of Assembly. A child will ask you a deep, commonsensical question about something that they see, and 99% of the time, the questions make sense.
Q95 will attempt to contact the parliamentary opposition for a response to Astafan's statement for a later newscast. In the region, following U.S. President Donald Trump's announcement on Friday that he is reversing the Obama administration's steps to normalize relations with Cuba, the Cuban government said in a 1,400-word statement published by the Cuban news agency that the United States is in no position to lecture us. In a declaration of the revolutionary government, Havana said that Trump's speech in Miami announcing the rollback was full of hostile rhetoric, adding that the newly announced policies constitute a fallback in relations between the two countries that have improved in the past 2 years. In accordance with a national security presidential memorandum, the Trump administration will begin strictly enforcing the exemptions that allow travel between the U.S. and Cuba and prohibit commerce with Cuban businesses owned by the military and intelligence services. And a man has died and 10 people have been injured after a man drove a van into worshippers near a North London mosque. 8 people were taken to hospital after the terrorist attack near Finsbury Park Mosque, police said. A group of people were helping a man who had collapsed when they were hit by the van just after midnight. The man has died, but it is unclear whether this was as a result of the attack. A 48-year-old man has been arrested on suspicion of attempted murder. Police said all the victims of the attack, which took place outside Muslim Welfare House, were Muslim. Eyewitness Abdul Rahman said the driver had said he wanted to kill all Muslims and told the BBC he struck the man and helped subdue him. That's the morning news, but first a recap of our headlines. DieFest 2017 launched Friday, adding one new event to its list of events. US in no position to lecture us, says Cuban government. And Finsbury Park attack, man dies after terror incident near mosque. The news was brought to you compliments Rudolph Thomas Enterprise. If you missed any of our news packages, log on to our website at www.q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. For any breaking story or latest development, you can send us your IR reports via text or WhatsApp message to the numbers 615-1426 or 276-2147. On behalf of the entire news team, I am Richie Farrell.